Packers-Vikings in Minneapolis, Wes, and that always means one thing for sure. It's going to be loud. It's time for final thoughts. All right, Wes, what's at stake?
All right, Mike, speaking of loud, the Green Bay Packers got a rude awakening there last year in what ended up being the U.S. Bank Stadium opener against the Minnesota Vikings. This is an opportunity for them to go back now, maybe rewrite history a little bit. It was a low-scoring affair last year. I know there were certain things that they'd like to have back from that game. Packers offense is clicking right now. Back-to-back games with 35 points. They've been effective. They're moving the chains. It's a different environment, and it's really going to test this offensive line if David Bakhtiari can't get back in this thing at left tackle. But Lane Taylor's been steady. It would also allow them to have their full offensive line based on what they had a week ago, you know, in this last game. So whatever it shapes out to be, it's going to be a tough environment. But the Packers offense is in a good place right now.
Yeah, and I say what's at stake is an opportunity to take control of the NFC North. The Vikings are 3-2. The Packers are 4-1. Green Bay wins. You go two games up on Minnesota. Detroit has a tough road game down at the Superdome in New Orleans. If Detroit were to lose that and also fall to 3-3, you're two games up on the entire division through 6 weeks. That's a great spot to be in. Now, the flip side is if Minnesota wins at home and Detroit wins on the road, it's a three-way tie with everybody at 4-2 through six games. So a lot at stake here in the division. Wes, how about a player to watch?
Mine, Mike, is going to be Josh Jones, because Morgan Burnett, dealing with the hamstring injury, missed practice on Wednesday and Thursday. It remains to be seen what his status will be for this game going up against the Minnesota Vikings. That being said, Josh Jones has had an opportunity to play in that nitro nickel linebacker spot during the first month of the season. While it looks like HaHa Clinton Dix would be the backup communicator if Burnett doesn't go, a lot of those other responsibilities could very well fall on Jones with his speed, his athleticism, and now with a little more experience, I think could make him a good fit to help stem the tide if Burnett can't play.
Yeah, and my player to watch has the same last name, and that's Aaron Jones, the Packers running back on the offensive side. We saw what he's done over this last game and a half since stepping in for Ty Montgomery. We've seen vision, we've seen explosion, we've seen touchdown runs in the red zone. Aaron Jones has really added another element to this Packers offense. Now, Ty Montgomery's been practicing with the flak jacket to protect the injured ribs. We'll see exactly what his status is and how the Packers maybe divide up things in the backfield. But history-wise, Wes, the last time a Packers rookie had back-to-back 100-yard rushing games, you have to go back to John Brockington in 1971. So maybe Aaron Jones makes a little history on Sunday. Wes, I say the Packers win if they can stop a certain streak of the Minnesota Vikings, and I'm talking about Everson Griffin's sack streak. He's got a sack in every game so far this season. He leads the Vikings with 6 overall. And I think you had told me earlier this week he has something like 9 career sacks against the Green Bay Packers. This is a guy the Packers need to stop, and it's about pass protection in general here. The Packers need to protect Aaron Rodgers, because you look at that game last year, week 2, it was maybe one of Rodgers' worst games in terms of ball security in his career. It was an outlier in his career. You don't want that kind of thing to happen again, and I think it starts with protecting Aaron Rodgers and not letting Everson Griffin get another sack.
Yeah, Mike, and on my side of things, I think the Packers win this game if you can put pressure on whoever the Vikings quarterback is. It looks like it'll probably be Case Keenum. You need Clay Matthews. You need Nick Perry. You need these guys inside, like Mike Daniels, to get some pressure there. The more you do that, the more you make that quarterback uncomfortable, the better the results are going to be. And really, if you look at it, if there's been turnovers in the past with Keenum, it's largely, you know, resulted in the opposing team getting a victory.
Yeah, maybe that first interception could go a long way here for the Green Bay Packers. With that, we'll sign off on final thoughts, but be sure to follow all of our coverage of the game on Packers.com and on all your social media channels. Thanks for watching, everybody. Enjoy the ball game.